And is it true? And is it true? This most tremendous tale of all, seen in a stained glass window's hue. A baby in an ox's stall, the maker of the stars and sea, become a child on earth for me. That was part of that poem that Derek read to us earlier. And is it true? Is it true? Yes, it is true. It is true. Jesus' birth was the most significant birth that's ever happened in human history. It divided history, didn't it? BC and AD. Every baby is celebrated. Every birth should or should be celebrated. Every birth should be rejoiced. Sadly, it isn't. But this one, we can. And someone mentioned earlier that Jesus is the reason for the season. It's so often that we forget that with all the business of the stuff that we've made Christmas. But Christmas was God's idea. He invented it. He planned it. He planned when it was going to be, how it was going to be, where it was going to be, that first Christmas. And he is the reason for the season. But that's only half the truth. Because in this poem that John Benjamin wrote, it's true. He says, is it true? And is it true? The most tremendous tale of all, seen in a stained glass window's hue, a baby in an ox's stall, the maker of the stars and sea, become a child on earth for me. You see, the slogan, Jesus is the reason for the season, is only half the truth. Because the other half of the truth is this, the reason for the season is you. And it's me. See, the baby that was born, the maker of the stars and seas, became a child on earth for me and for you. That's amazing. And I believe with all my heart that even if I was the only person who was ever born, that Jesus would have come for me. And he would have come for you. But I wasn't. And there are many of us. And this story, this celebration, this good news is for everyone. As we heard, read about the angel's story, when the angels appeared to the shepherds and said, do not be afraid, I bring you good news. That will cause great joy for all the people. Not just some of the people. Not just the majority of the people, not just for those who are born in the UK, no, for all people. This baby was born for all people, every nation, every tribe, every tongue. No one misses out. This was the most amazing gift of all. But why? For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son in the world to condemn it, but to save it. The baby was born to die. The baby was born as Savior, your Savior. My Savior. That's the one simple truth. This baby was the most significant birth in human history. This baby was born to die for you and for me. And you think, well, that's a bit macabre, isn't it? But what was the motivating factor behind that? The motivating factor was this, that God so loved the world. So God so loved you and he loved me. And the one thing that I want every single person to know for sure this Christmas is this, that you are loved. Whether you feel it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether it's your experience in life or not, whether you feel that you're alone here, or whether you feel that your relationships are tense, they're stressed, they're divided, I want to tell you this evening that God loves you. That God loves you, and God has a plan and a purpose for every single one of our lives. And that plan and purpose is that we will spend eternity with him, which is why he came, why this baby was born. And the only way he could do that was to pay the price for our wrongdoing. See, this Christmas, we celebrate salvation. We celebrate our salvation because the baby came. We celebrate what God has done for us because of his love for us. This Christmas, we can celebrate reconciliation because what Jesus has done for us. In those verses, when the angel is talking to the shepherds, he says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you." A Savior was born for you, for me, all those years ago. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." This Christmas, God offers us peace. He offers it to us every day. And the peace that he offers us is three-dimensional. It's peace with him. Peace with God. We're no longer at war. We're no longer enemies of God. The barrier has been removed. We can know peace and reconciliation. He offers us peace within. Oh, how we need that in these confusion, stressful, anxious times of uncertainty. Peace within. And do you know, my experience is that when you have peace with God and you have peace within, it's so much more easier to live at peace with others. And God offers us those three beautiful pictures of peace at Christmas. So it's true. The baby was born. The maker of the heavens and the earth, the one who put the stars in the skies, became a little baby, vulnerable. And he became a baby. He became one of us, human. He became one of that for us, for you, for me. And he did it because he loved us. And he wants us to spend eternity with him. That is the one simple truth. And I pray that this Christmas, it's a truth that you've received. That you've received salvation in Christ. And you've received reconciliation in Christ. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord, I just want to thank you for, we can overcomplicate so many things in life. But the simple truth of the gospel is this, that you came to earth as a baby. You came to earth as a baby not because we were good enough, not because somehow that we were something really that was worth saving in the eyes of the world, but Lord, we were worth saving in your eyes because you love us and because you care for us. And Lord, I pray for each one of us that our hearts would be warm with this simple truth that you came for us, to die for us, that we might have life, eternal life. Lord, this Christmas, may we receive your gift of salvation and reconciliation. Lord, I pray that for each one of us, that our hearts would be filled with your love, filled with the knowledge of your love, that you care for us, and that you do have a plan and a purpose for our lives. Lord Jesus, put that in our hearts. Help us this Christmas to receive the precious and most important gift of all, your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.